Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet when your sorrow calls. Oh, the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Campaziscus from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guest Bill Staines, a guest spot from a young songwriter and Michigander, Emma Hamill, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your guest announcer, Jamie Fleury. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, comrades and cuties, whippersnappers and those snapped and whipped, dusters and dust bunnies, mystical maestro of all things lunar or lunatic, your radio hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. River goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops again. Won't be long, till the river goes round. It won't be long, till the river goes round and round and round. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We really appreciate it. And we have a guest announcer. I'm so excited about having her here. Jamie Fleury. Let's give Jamie a nice hand. We want to make you feel at home. And Jamie, you're a writer. How long have you been writing?
Well, I've actually been writing my whole life, but professionally.
You mean like right from the moment?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, you came out with pencil.
Womb. Right. I did.
Oh, that may be your first biography's title.
Yes, Out of the Womb.
Out of the Womb. Good. Right. Okay, Bill Staines is here all the way from Rollinsford. Bill, you were here last night at Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center and just blew the room away with such lovely stories. And one thing I wanted to ask you about was, can you remember those moments when you first started writing songs, or what really got you going and inspired to do it?
Well, there was actually an event, the 1965 Newport Folk Festival. I went to that, and the Sunday afternoon concert were a bunch of people like Gordon Lightfoot and Buffy St. Marie and the Farinas, and I came away from that concert really knowing that I had been singing other people's songs by that time, but I came away from that concert just thinking, this is what I want to do. I really want to write. So when I started writing the first couple of songs, I would get up on stage and say, well, this is a song that was written by a friend of mine. And because I wasn't willing to. And then people came up to me and said, well, you know, that's a really nice song. And then I started owning up to them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You had a lot of early days in Harvard Square at Club 47.
Club 47.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about that and what that was like at the time.
It was just a golden time to grow up. I mean, it was people like Joan Baez were starting out there and singing in the coffee houses, and Tom Rush, and I remember the schedule. Every Monday night it was Tom Rush, if he was in town. And then Tuesday was a fellow by the name of Jackie Washington, who I learned a lot of songs from. And then Wednesday was the Tim Hardin and Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal played piano for Tim Hardin.
Wow.
And then Thursday was bluegrass, and they would have people like Bill Monroe come in, or the Lilly Brothers, or the Charles River Valley Boys, and they were the local bluegrass band. And then Friday and Saturday, they would have people like Judy Collins or Lightfoot or you know, all these people that were just are now household names, but were just starting out in the coffee houses. So it was just a wonderful time. And then Sunday they had a hootenanny, what they called a hootenanny.
So you were just kind of like a sponge there.
I was.
Just kind of soaking it up. I know that feeling.
Yes.
that's how I feel when I'm here at the Moon, watching concert after concert. I feel like I'm just getting to bask in all this great stuff.
Right. I would go and pick Joni Mitchell up at the airport and bring her into the club. You know, so it was just a real wonderful time to grow up. But there were other music scenes, of course, the New York music scene, folk music scene, and with people like Dave Van Ronk and Dylan and so forth. But Boston was really it was a very young city, a lot of universities and things like that.
Yeah.
So people just sort of were attracted to that type of music.
Hey, would you share a song with us? We'd love to hear one.
Sure. Yeah, I will. If you see me play before, you know that I do a lot of songs with choruses in them. So don't be bashful. Just so long as it's the same chorus I'm singing. That helps a lot. We are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. We are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. That's the chorus to it. Where there is no shallow water, not but love to keep us safely from the dangers and the devils of the deep. Yet with every breath within us, we search for heavenly ground. There is only that before us, there can be no turning round. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For some it is a glory. For some it is a game. For some it is a story filled with emptiness and pain. Yet with rising winds and chorus, we search for steady ground. There is only that before us, there can be no turning round. And we are crossing the water our whole life through. Let me hear you. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. For there is no other journey that will ever be the same. No second chance horizon that will call you by your name. When the welling waves wash o'er you, stormy winds they drive. Give your heart a song, sing it loud and long, keep your dreams alive. We are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blind. One more time. Oh, we are crossing the water our whole life through. We are making a passage that is straight and true. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night. Every heart is a vessel. Every dream is a light shining through the darkness of the blackest night.
So many of your songs have a a call and response. They have, or they have a sing along
chorus.
Mm-hmm. Chorus. What influenced you to write a whole bunch of songs like that?
Well, it was the music of the time. You know, I grew up and listening to Pete Seeger and Tom Paxton, I was able to write some sort of catchy melodies, and so I just wanted to bring that to people, you know, because that was the music that I grew up with. A lot of traditional songs, things like "The Water Is Wide," where people were singing along, and
beautiful song. You know, we've had that on the stage.
Yeah, and so it was just something that was in my blood. I don't know what to do when people don't sing along.
Yeah. Well, that's so great, and it's sort of in that tradition of the hall, you know, getting together in the hall, and all the way back from pub culture to church culture. You know, there are so many traditions in the Midwest too of singing along.
And sure.
So, mm-hmm. So it's so great to have you here, sharing that with us.
Well, thanks.
When you first started writing songs and got started, where did you tour? Where did you start playing initially?
Well, it was in the Boston area, and then it became the New England area, and it was just sort of a snowball effect over the years. I went to Texas. A friend of mine had gotten out of the Marine Corps and was in Houston, and he came back and he said, "Well, I bought an old truck. You know, does anybody want to come down here and drive the truck back with
me?"
So I went and got in touch with some coffee houses in Texas and kept going back there. And it was just, it's expanded. I started doing festivals and eventually people were calling me.
And then was it the Caraville Festival where you won the yodeling?
Yeah.
The yodeling contest, right.
1975, the National Yodeling Championship.
Yeah. you were yodeling a bit on stage last night. It was quite lovely.
Yeah, it was another life. Actually, I kind of entered it as a lark.
Really?
I was, you know, yodeling was always about 2% of what I did on stage. But some friends of mine down there said, you know, there's this yodeling contest at this festival. You should, you know, sign up. And I think there were like 4 contestants. So they really needed people to yodel.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
But the judges were actually a fellow by the name of Montana Slim, Wolf Carter.
Right.
And Patsy Montana.
Oh, wow.
And Mike Seeger. Those were the three
judges. Mike Seeger. Wow. Yeah, you were so fortunate to have great people around you. And so then you've been traveling for quite some time. You've been on a Prairie Home Companion and all kinds of shows. And you have an enormous number of albums. 26, is that right?
Or
is
it more?
27 yeah. albums. Give him a hand for that, man. That's incredible. That's incredible. And also, you've remained kind of independent all these years, haven't you?
Never had an agent, and just travel around by myself.
You know? He needs a hand for that one, too. That's hard to do, I know. Yeah. And so, did you mostly string out along the East Coast then when you got back, or did you go to East Coast and Texas and back and kind of work that? And
yeah, it was just, you know, as I say, it was like a snowball thing. It was people would call me up from, I got a call from some folks that had a festival in Kentucky. And then in 79, I did my first, I had met a fellow from San Francisco who was teaching math actually at New Hampshire College. And he said, you know, I'm going to move back to California and I'm involved with the music scene out there and I can get you put together a tour. So that became the foundation for my fall tour every year, which is out to the West Coast. It's about a 6-week tour.
That's great. So. Would you share another song with us?
Sure. This is number one in Little America, Wyoming. How many people here have ever been to Little America before? Yeah, that's about average. That's like the only truck stop in the country that's an official town. And it has a chorus to it. There's a silence on the prairie that a man can't help but feel. There's a shadow growing longer now, nipping at my heels. And I know that soon that old Ford Lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to my sweet Wyoming home. Here's the chorus to it. Watch the moon smiling in the sky and hum a tune. A prairie lullaby, peaceful wind. An old coyote's crying song of home. The sweet Wyoming home. I hear y'all now, come on. Watch the moon smiling in the sky, smiling in the sky, and hum a tune, prairie lullaby, prairie lullaby, peaceful wind, and old coyote's cry, and old coyote's cry, a song of home, the sweet Wyoming home. The rounders, they all wish you luck when they know you're in a jam. But your money's riding on the bull, and he don't give a damn. Well, there's your shows in all the cities, but cities turn your heart to clay. It takes all a man can muster just to try and get away. The songs I'm used to hearing, they ain't the kind the jukebox plays. And I'm headed home to my sweet Wyoming home. Chorus. Watch the moon smiling in the sky, smiling in the sky, hum a tune, prairie lullaby, a prairie lullaby, a peaceful wind, an old coyote's cry, an old coyote's cry, song of home, a sweet Wyoming home. Now I've always loved the riding, there ain't nothing quite the same. Another year may bring the luck, the winning of the game. But there's a magpie on the fence rail, and he's calling out my name. And he calls me home, to my sweet Wyoming home. One more time now. Watch the moon smiling in the sky, smiling in the sky, and hum a tune, prairie lullaby, a prairie lullaby, peaceful wind, an old coyote's cry, an old coyote's cry, a song of home, a sweet Wyoming home. And it's a song of home, a sweet Wyoming home.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Boy, Bill Staines, you have a voice that welcomes everyone along with it. I drove through Wyoming. I think we drove through Wyoming. Didn't we stop in Laramie?
Uh-huh.
You've been to Laramie?
I have.
Yeah. Have you ever played in Laramie?
I've played there, yes.
Yeah. I think there's a coffee house there called Black Heron or something like that. Is that right? The Black Heron, yeah. Interesting coffee house if you ever get a chance. We're going to take a little break.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a guest artist come on up, and then we're going to have our Shoot the Moon game show that you can help with, okay? All right. So thanks very much. Let's give a nice hand to Bill Staines.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.